This is an emergency alert. Stop what you are doing and rate and review employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast. If you don't, please take shelter immediately, as it is the only proven way to prevent nuclear war and stop the itching associated with genital herpes. Support the show financially at patreon.com/employee1. Send an email describing your own workplace incident to employee1podcast@gmail.com. Partake in social media hijinks at Employee One Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Whatever you do, use the numeral 1 key instead of spelling out the word O-N-E. You will now return to your regularly scheduled program.
You're not big on punk music.
Oh, yeah.
Are you really?
Fuck yeah.
What punk? Okay. Show me.
He likes punk without the Sex Pistols.
Enlighten me.
And punk music?
Yeah.
You want to listen to some Dead Kennedys that I can bring up on my phone? How about some Black Flag?
Okay.
Ramones? I don't know. That's kind of, still punk.
Yeah.
We can do the Plasmatics.
Okay.
Are we all right? Do I got to keep naming names or what?
No. I mean, what about rockabilly?
I definitely like rockabilly music. Fuck yeah.
Hey, speaking of rock and roll, can you think of a band that's kind of punk and kind of rockabilly?
Fuck the hell, man. We could do the V8 Wankers, though.
No, I don't know anything about that.
You don't know the V8 Wankers?
No.
All right. What you got?
You ever start your period?
I don't know.
You ever get cramps?
You ever get the cramps?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, tonight's category.
Is cramps?
Cramps.
Oh, nice.
Is it because you were having back spasms earlier?
A little bit.
All right.
Do you think the mic picked up that fart?
No.
I hope not.
Well,
you're starting like right in the middle of the show. We didn't have the introduction, right?
Employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, season 4, features pointed analysis and thoughtful commentary from main guy, this guy, and that guy.
Hello, and welcome to Employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast.
One of these days, you just let him keep going.
He always stomps on the intro. Let's do it, brother.
It's my new trademark.
Is it?
It's because it allows us time to talk.
Because I pretend that I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I'm really fucking. He's not pretending.
Really am, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Hey, I'm main guy, Ben Tweener. I'm joined with my co-host, this guy.
Misty Dawn.
I've heard Misty Dawn goes down.
Misty. Is that a porn star?
I have no idea.
That sounds like a porn star.
And it was the name of the porn star in the boat. On Boats and Hoes. Yeah.
On Boats and Hoes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a boat, Misty Dawn, and then the research department found out that it was Johnny Wadd's real-life wife.
I do not remember that whatsoever.
Oh. And the research department isn't with us this evening to confirm that.
What's she doing, playing Bunko?
She's playing, yeah, how'd you know?
Because we were talking about, what the fuck is Bunko?
So I had
It sounds super convoluted.
I had to look it up on Google. And it is a social dice game typically played with 12 players divided into 3 tables of 4, focusing on luck rather than strategy. Sounds like a fucking lame.
You remembered that.
What?
You recited that off the top of your mind. That's
no, no, I looked it up right here. I fucking cheated. I looked it up on my own phone instead of hers, though, because she has it worth it. But yeah.
You mean people can actually.
Because on hers, Bunko is.
The sound when you pull your thumb out of a child's anus.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cat. When a cat pulls his thumb out of a child. Anyway, I'm joined with my co-host, this guy, Misty Dawn, and that guy.
My name is I've got a.
I've got a
itchy bum.
What are you, Albanian?
Possibly.
Well, Japanese at the end there.
Yeah, itchy bum. I'm sure I've been this one just recently. It feels kind of like we did the whole Japanese-Chinese thing.
Well, that's because you were like...
I really recycle these a lot.
You were fucking chubby pud and...
Recycle what? This is your first time you've been on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do her. Category.
I meant to say fat dink, using dink as a term for penis, not...
Not Asians.
I always use dong.
Dong. Sacramento, California.
I've been there.
I have too.
Nice.
I have not.
You ever been to Paperboard Packaging, Inc., DBA Deluxe Packages?
If it's right next to Sacramento Vintage Ford, I've fucking been there.
Well, this the site address is in Yuba City.
I know.
I like how he's still surprised by that every single time.
Investigation number 2011.
What's going on?
73.
You haven't noticed?
267. At approximately 11:30 p.m. on April 4th, 2003.
Oh, fucking second shift.
Employee number one, a maintenance technician, was working with another employee, a machine operator.
Oh, you motherfuckers look at me like I gotta say something about that. Motherfuckers running the show right there. Maintenance tech.
To adjust the side-to-side register on the deck of a Fisher & Krecke 480 volt 60 hertz three-phase printing press. Model number. You want to hear the model number?
Absolutely, because I have worked for a printing company before, so.
2862.
You might recognize it?
Yes, absolutely.
Fuck Hudson Printing.
Yes.
The access doors were open to the decks and to the power switches. Employee number one was adjusting the register, and the other employee would cycle the machine. After the machine...
That's like what you were doing today.
Yeah.
AI. Asshole intelligence.
They pegged it. Got it.
After the machine cycled, employee number one would check visually to see if register was properly aligned. Employee number one was on his hands and knees and had made an adjustment.
All
right.
You could make a bum sex joke right there.
Yeah, you could, because he's definitely about to get fucked.
Employee number two was standing behind him.
Oh! This shit's got to happen on second shift. All the fucking time.
Employee number one and turned and told employee number two to, quote, cylinder up.
Move it up.
Yeah, cylinder up meant cycle the machine. So employee number two walked to the control panel out of visual contact with employee number one and said, take cylinder up. Employee number one said, yes, cylinder up. At this time, employee number one went to move away from the machine. He got a cramp in his leg and began to reposition himself. In doing this, he put his left hand into the press with his thumb on the top of the actuator ram. The machine had been activated by employee number two, and the actuator switch moved up into the bottom of the proxy switch. Employee number one's left thumb was amputated, and he was hospitalized.
Oh, fuck.
Stuck his hand in a printing press, see?
God damn, you gotta be pretty fucking stupid to stick your hand in a fucking printing press.
Yeah.
It happens.
It takes a special kind of stupid. And now what? Now the maintenance guy is missing a thumb, so he can only do half his fucking job, right?
Yeah, they fired his
ass. According to you, ask every operator, maintenance just stands around with their thumb up their ass waiting for them to fuck up.
I thought so, when you sucked your thumb and had the other one up your ass, and when they rang the bell, you switched.
Oh, no, that's the test for new guys.
Oh. Fines, fees, penalties. That guy. Do you think there was an initial penalty?
Absolutely.
Do you think it was more or less than $30,000?
Woo, that's a lot of money. Less.
It was less. $25,375.
That's just a fucking thumb. Big deal.
Yeah.
This guy?
People die for less.
Misty?
Yeah.
You all right?
I'm fine.
Was it reduced?
Yeah.
To how much?
Oh!
I get double.
Oh,
that's not right.
He fucking threw you the curveball.
6,000.
No way.
Oh fuck! 5,775. You should drink beer more often. That's pretty fucking close.
That's pretty close. But you always seem pretty impressed when he's fucking close. I mean,
but he did go over. So that Price is Right shit, he wouldn't have won, right?
Yeah. I've been reading some of the reviews on the fucking webpage. They're like fucking funny as shit.
On the Price is Right?
No, for us. It's like, suddenly it's 1 minute it's serious, it's a game show. The next minute they're talking about shit nobody cares about. It's like, oh yeah, we do that.
That's the whole point. That's all we do.
Yeah.
We're serious for all of 30 seconds.
Woo!
All right.
Sounds like a fresh one.
Kingsburg, California. A lot of California in this story already.
Yeah.
Sounds like someone doesn't read through them.
Well, it's not that he doesn't read through them. He just doesn't scroll the fuck down. They're in alphabetical order. And apparently not a lot of shit happens in Alaska or Arizona.
Investigation number 123136.015.
Yes.
Mailing address, Fowler, California.
Again, with the surprise shock.
Wow.
At 10:05 a.m. on January 10th, 2020, employee number one employed by
COVID death.
What?
When was it?
COVID death of 2020.
Oh, yeah.
When was it, though? What day?
January 10th, 2020.
Oh, that's pre-COVID.
No, it's COVID-19, goddammit.
It's like the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing had shut down or anything yet. That was like when it was still like...
That's why there's fuckers at work. Spread. Duh.
Yeah. That was still like the really weird fucking time. That was when like our president was telling us, no fucking worries. We're all good. This is just the Chinese flu.
I'm looking around. I'm looking at people that survived.
It's true, but we aren't elderly either.
But we're not going to get that chance.
You were almost elderly, then they changed the fucking date or the age, and now you're not.
That's some bullshit.
The closer I get to retirement, the more they keep moving that date.
They'll keep moving that fucking bar, too.
Yep.
You guys get to retire?
No, not a chance. Yeah, when we fucking turn toes up.
Employee number one, employed by a farm labor contractor, was pruning blueberry bushes. That sounds pleasant.
Is this the part where I insert a Mexican joke? I'm just curious.
I mean, you can if you want.
All right. I'll let it slide this time.
Wait, blue, California, was he a Crip?
He's about to be.
Oh, no. Somebody read ahead.
At the work location, there was a group of 16 coworkers and an on-site supervisor.
So just one family.
Co-workers observed that employee number one sat down a little before the incident.
Maybe a little siesta.
She appeared to have a seizure as she had an arched back. Her arms were in front of her with her hands and fingers curling as if in a cramp.
Oh, dehydration.
Co-workers on site performed CPR and called 911.
Get some Modelo's in here.
After medical examination, it was determined that employee number one suffered a sudden cardiac arrest as a result of personal medical problems and died. What do you have? Other
as
people's
opposed,
fucking
like, group?
Yeah.
Medical problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Died right there in the blueberry bushes.
No fines, no fees, no penalties.
It's kind of a pleasant place to die, though.
That's where you're wrong.
Oh.
Fines, fees, and penalties.
For real?
Yeah.
How the fuck are they going to fine the company because this fucking bitch fucking turned toes up?
Because she had personal...
How old was she?
33.
33.
That's pretty young to flip your shoes.
It is. They don't list a weight, though, do they?
1455550.0.
She weighed that much?
What? God damn.
I thought it was kilograms. I didn't know.
She was a picket blueberry. She was out grazing on blueberries.
I didn't know a tractor could have cardiac arrest.
Okay. This guy.
Yeah?
Initial penalty and current penalty, do they match?
No.
That guy, initial and current penalty match. Are they more or less than $750?
Less.
More. $820.
So they fucking charged the company $820 because this lady died?
Maybe they didn't have water or something on site, though.
But still, if it's a personal...
Maybe they didn't have water, though. Or maybe there was something that they missed or passed.
They didn't have water and she took it personal.
Well, her back was probably still wet.
Oh! Woo! The views expressed on this podcast. Yeah, they represent all of us. My
this
bad.
Time at least.
Yeah.
Hey, finally something we all agree on.
Hey, Woodland, California.
Can you pick a different fucking page? God damn.
Shriner.
At least we're into the W's of California, so maybe we'll go to somewhere else. Connecticut.
Shriner.
The
almost puked. Shriner. Ooh. Shriner Farms, Inc.
Where they farm the cancer kids?
No, it's where they grow the little hats.
Yeah.
They grow them on trees.
It's where they grow the little Thunderbird cars. Investigation number 20248-9035.
Point.
On April 25th, 2009.
Every time you do that, there's no point.
I know. This whole fucking podcast has no point.
Employee
now
number.
You get it.
Employee number one, a tractor driver, was fertilizing a field on the outskirt of Sacramento, California. I thought it was outskirts, plural.
Whatever.
Like a pair of pants? Outskirts? And located in Robbins, California. So now we
like
got
Marty?
This trifecta. We got Woodlands,
Sacramento,
and Robbins.
Yes.
He was operating a John Deere tractor.
Oh, boy, we needed a John Deere expert here with us tonight, and he isn't.
She's playing Bunko.
He was pulling an ammonia...
That sounds like a Mormon slur.
Yeah.
Bunko?
Yeah.
He tried to take me on, did some booby honking and Bunko, and now I got 17 kids.
I learned a Mormon phrase, though. Soaking.
You've never heard of soaking before?
No.
You're fucking kidding me.
No, I was watching like TikTok and they were talking about fucking soaking. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I've known about it since I was a wee lad.
Yeah.
You're a different generation than I am, though. We just fucked.
No, we did.
Yeah, we just fucked. Fuck soaking. I didn't even fucking dry hump.
Well, I did.
I just pulled it the fuck out. They ran away. Fuck them. They were gay.
Yeah, he was pulling an ammonia injector implement. Is that what you were pulling on people?
No.
Employee number one set the automated speed and steering system, which allowed the tractor to move through the field with little input.
The fancy tractor.
Fucking autopilot. Cruise control.
Wow. Like, that's fucking shitty. Like, this fucking tractor has this. My fucking car doesn't have that, man. That's some bullshit.
That's because you have to start your car with a screwdriver. You broke that part off.
That's by choice.
While in the cab, employee number one felt a muscle cramp or spasm and got out to have a stretch.
Well, he is a fucking idiot. Fuck him. He deserves to get the fucking ammonia injection.
He then decided to exit the cab to relieve himself, even though the tractor was moving down the field. I'm going to hop over here and take a piss.
Make it a good one, because it's about to be your fucking last one.
He fell off the tractor, landing feet first, and then tried to remount the tractor. But his foot slipped off the step and was crushed underneath the moving tire.
Get fucked.
That just reminded me of this fucking story one of my junior high English teachers told me.
Yeah?
Oh.
He was an insurance adjuster that worked with like a...
insurance company?
No, for like he would like do insurance shit for truck drivers. And he was telling us the story, unprompted, in the middle of class, telling us the story about this one truck driver was on the side of the road taking a piss on the like the step of his truck.
Mm.
And someone ran into him. And he was holding his dick.
Yeah.
And so he was in the hospital room talking to this guy that...
Like, does this dude tug his fucking dick off?
Not quite, but he said that the guy kept trying to pull the fucking sheets off the hospital bed down to show him.
Oh.
And apparently there was fucking like grip marks on his cock.
Well, that's like I told you about my buddy when he was pissing off the roof and he slid.
He's telling us this in the middle of like a fucking 8th grade English class.
I don't think he works at that school anymore.
His name was Mr. Peters.
Oh.
Was his first name Bruce?
I don't know. But honest to God, true story. That's what he told the class.
Wow.
Yeah. Strangest fucking thing.
I've done a lot of that knuckle shuffling piss pump deal, but I never left marks.
Yeah.
That's a kung fu grip.
I don't know. So, this would be a high school story. We had a teacher who kind of did the same thing. It was a drama teacher, right? He kind of...
So he was demonstrating, is what you're saying.
No, no, he wasn't.
So it wasn't his.
He wasn't demonstrating. No, but there was another younger, not younger, that's not fair, same age person in this class with us and stuff in a little bit different era. So he was kind of getting a little hassled and stuff by some people.
Mm.
And so
is this the one that his boyfriend bit you?
No. But this... Because this is the teacher telling the story. I have absolutely nothing to do with it at all.
Oh, I see.
Except for the fact
that
I was in the class.
Hearsay.
When the drama teacher actually proceeded to tell the entire classroom that, well, what they were calling this person was homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Is they were teasing him for that fact, right? And so the drama teacher proceeded to tell us about his homosexual experience in college.
Oh.
What?
You tell that to high school kids?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
well,
yeah.
Drama teacher, it probably wasn't just one.
So,
did he have to drop the needle on the album and set the tone for everyone? I mean,
no, but we didn't have to take drama anymore.
Yeah.
That kind of became like the Spanish class. I just had to go to the fucking library from then on.
Which class are you in? Stare at the principal.
Yeah.
You going to tell us the story or no?
Well, you want to hear that? Like, I can't fucking
remember.
Well, you
were leading it up. Like,
no, he proceeded to tell the classroom about his homosexual experience while he was in college, and that we should not tease. Oh, I mean, they should not tease the. Whoops.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then we're like, oh, you know, wow.
I've been to college a lot. I never had one of them.
Oh, you missed out, did you?
Yeah.
It's a college experience.
Sometimes I wipe my ass and my finger goes through the toilet paper, but that's about it.
So that's why you bought the bidet.
Yeah. All right.
On with the story.
Clean out my fingernails.
The tractor ran over his fucking foot.
Yeah, so he gets out to piss, falls down, goes boom, gets his fucking foot crushed. Employee number one pushed himself away from the tractor, but landed on the ground. Well, that's what'll happen.
Yeah.
And quickly became entangled in the implement.
I told you he was going to get the ammonia injection.
Did it really say the implement?
In the implement.
Yes.
And was dragged down the field until the tractor hit a dirt embankment.
Oh.
So I guess it wasn't even like that smart of a smart tractor,
no,
was it?
No, it hit the goddamn pile and he slipped off the prong.
Nowadays, I'm sure they have like a weight sensor in the seat.
Oh, yes.
Man.
You were reading ahead. So
yeah, I was reading ahead.
Yeah.
Personnel from the Robbins Fire Department arrived and airlifted him to Mercy, San Juan, Mercy, San Juan Medical Center in Carmichael, California.
That is not the first time that we've had someone go to that hospital on this podcast either.
Oh,
I think you're right, yeah.
Mercy.
Because he does the same fucking joke every time.
He sustained fractures to the left leg that required several surgeries and a tissue graft.
But he got to keep it.
Good after receiving medical attention, he was hospitalized for approximately...
The fuck do you mean approximately? I mean, you know when he checked in and when he checked out. There's no fucking approximate about it.
17 days.
That's a long time in a fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Well, he was intact with the implement.
It's a long time. That's a fucking long time in a hospital.
Implemental entanglements. Initial and penalty, that guy. Initial and current penalty, I meant to say.
Yeah, you did.
Do they match?
Hell no.
They do not match. $1,940. You think that's initial or current?
Are you still talking to me?
No.
Okay.
Because I read it wrong anyway.
All right.
That was neither initial or current.
All right.
I misread something.
Way to go, dumbass.
Woo!
Initial penalty, this guy, was $19,400.
Oh, you know he's going to try and make you look fucking stupid because you just called him fucking dumbass, so be ready for this.
Was it reduced by $18,000?
No.
It was reduced by $18,000 to $1,400.
Wow, you were right, that guy.
You're not only that. We done expressed your math skills. We were upstairs fucking pre-gaming, right? So you just assumed that your father had the exact same math skills as you and could not do it right off the top of his head. And that motherfucker just shut you the fuck down. To be fair.
He's the one that, he's the one that taught me math, so.
Oh, fuck.
So he fucked me.
I ain't going to get showed up.
Fuck no. You fucking, fuck yeah. Here's to that fucking generation. Fuck you, Gen X, bitch.
I stayed one lesson ahead of him and then kept the secret.
Yeah.
I'd read him a book and not read the last page.
Fuck yeah, fuck him.
You're still awaiting closure.
I was completely amazed by those fucking mesmerizing math skills.
That's pretty good.
That's the future, yeah.
Well, I'm a product of the school district I worked for.
Yeah, they're the only ones that hire him.
Pretty much. And now they might fire me.
Oh, is it? What happened?
Oh, just layoff time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly layoff time.
I hope I get laid off. It'd be kind of fun.
No.
It's not the same as getting laid.
Thing is, though.
Well, he wouldn't know either way.
It's fun to get laid. It's fun to get jacked off. It ain't fun to get laid off.
I'm young enough. I can find another job.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Should be able to.
What skills do you have?
None.
Fair enough.
I'm technically a journeyman groundskeeper, so technically.
What the fuck's that mean? Like you can pull start of the lawnmower by yourself? I mean, what the fuck?
That means he's trained not to jump out of the tractor and get tangled in the implement.
I piss while I'm still on it.
That's right.
No, but yeah.
All right.
Okie dokie. Charlotte, California.
No, Jesus. You motherfucker, I so wanted to say North Carolina.
We're off from the W back up to the C?
No, it's North Carolina.
Fair.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mailing address, Cary, North Carolina.
I've been to Charlotte. I have no idea where Cary is.
Cary's Charlotte's brother.
Is it like the Murray?
Or sister.
No, it's C-A-R-Y. That's definitely a dude name.
That's one of my coworkers' name.
Why would you do that to a dude? I mean, his parents should be fucking straight up punched.
Well, they're dead, so.
Oh.
I'd assume
you can punch dead people. I do it all the time.
You punch dead people?
Yeah, just make sure they're dead. There's a lot of times you start cutting into them and they go, whoa! You gotta be sure.
I find no humor in this whatsoever.
Stab yourself with a knife accidentally.
Just read the story, Dassel.
On July 25th, 2011,
July 25th?
Yeah.
Pine Beer Day.
That's his birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
July 25th?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
2011, you would have been, what, 8, 9 years old? Well, I'm asking him.
Ask him to do fucking math. We're all fucked.
I'd be 9.
Let me check. I got 5 and 6 and 8. I don't know.
Carry the G.
For context, I couldn't figure out what 7 plus 5 was.
Yeah, he ran out of fucking fingers, just so you're aware of this.
Yeah.
To be fair, there was million on the end of both
to
of those.
To be fair.
And to be fair, he thought it was 13.
It's 12.
It's 12.
Well, he was chained to a teacher, so there.
Yeah, but he didn't call me out on my shit, so fuck
that's
you.
True,
you sold
yeah.
me the fuck out, motherfucker.
Oh, hey, investigation
I realized it right away, too, but.
Investigation number.
I stuck to my story.
2028-10819. Yeah, cool. On July 2021, an employee of Precision Walls, Inc., Charlotte, North Carolina, was working on a building construction
did
site.
Did you say 2021?
No, I did, but I didn't mean it. I meant 2011.
Okay. What time did this happen?
On July 25th.
Okay. We don't have a time?
They didn't give me clock words.
Okay.
Clock words. Employee number one was walking in a stairway. You either walk up or down a stairway. You don't walk in a stairway.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Maybe he was on a landing.
Yeah.
What was that word you said?
Landing.
He was walking in a stairway from the third floor down to the second floor, where he fell down 14 concrete stairs to the landing below.
All right.
He came in for a landing, see?
Yeah. At least I got my terminology correct.
The employee was transported to the Carolinas Medical Center. Hey, you want to hear about this guy, or you want to argue with each other?
I want to punch him in the fucking face.
Where he was treated for bruises / contusions / abrasions.
You fall down fucking concrete stairs,
that's
going to happen.
Yeah, couldn't they just say he was treated with injuries consistent with falling downstairs?
Yeah, it covers it.
That's more words, though.
And was released the same day.
Oh, fuck, he'll be all right.
Well, he told a doctor that he had experienced a leg cramp before he fell.
Get some magnesium in you.
Have some pickle juice.
I heard you could eat, like, just regular Lay's potato chips, and it's got as much potassium as a banana.
I would expect a fat bastard like yourself to say something like that. Because I bet you could eat the fucking shit out of a bag of fucking chips, but you ain't having no fucking bananas.
No one can eat just one.
Bag?
What do you think? I work for a company that has convenience stores, for Christ's sake.
Do they sell bananas there?
No, they sell fucking bags of potato chips.
Oh, okay.
Silk.
No one forces you to eat those.
And you know what? I'm going to say to you, no one forces me to eat fucking bananas either. I choose not to. It's my
dude,
right.
I don't like bananas. I'm a diet on the fucking banana sword. I do not like bananas. I fucking hate bananas.
Same.
They're hard to open.
I don't give a fuck about the opening. I don't give a fuck about any of that. They taste fucking nasty.
I like the flavor of bananas.
Like banana pudding?
Banana candies.
I'd rather have
flavor.
Bloomer.
Oh, fuck. I fucking went to, when I went
down
to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Man, those motherfuckers in Tennessee, like all of Tennessee, everywhere you went, they loved, and they don't call it bananas.
Nanners.
It's Nana. Everything is Nana pudding. Nana, 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 everything. And they fucking eat that shit by the pounds. And it is not indigenous to the fucking Tennessee. It's not like...
Yeah, I was going
to
say, why would they...
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't fucking figure it out, but they fucking ate that shit like crazy. Everywhere you went, it was Nana pudding. Yeah, Nana pudding. You have some Nana pudding. Nana pudding fucking moonshine. Here's your fucking Nana pudding moon pie. Here's your Nana pudding this, Nana pudding that. Fuck you and your Nana.
Sounds like they're quite fond of moons as well.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of moon pies, moonshine.
You ever see a moon cricket down there?
I didn't. I seen a firefly, though.
San Joaquin, California.
Did we finish the last one?
Yeah, you had a cramp, fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
Oh, but we didn't do the fines, fees, or penalties.
Well, I closed it.
Well, so fuck him then.
Yeah,
no fines, no fees, no penalties.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I closed that story.
You act like people are going to care if there's actually fines or fees.
It could happen. I care.
Do you, though?
No.
You only care if there's beer, especially if it's in a bottle.
I do. I love, yeah.
Speaking of, I need a new beer.
I do, too.
Well, fuck you. Go get your own fucking beer. Well, the youngest motherfucking one here, and you're fucking telling us to get you a beer?
No.
You lazy little motherfucker, man.
I'm waiting for a pause in the fucking episode so I can go get one. Because unlike you, I don't just fucking walk out of here.
Dude, I gotta pee, man.
Then let's go fucking take a break.
Are you peeing?
Well, it sounds like we got
piss
a lot
break!
Of, got a lot of liquid adventures ahead of us.
Are you all right?
Yeah, no.
Are you having a cramp?
No.
Are you in California?
I'm not.
No, but I am. Will we turn it off? All right.
Pause again.
Yes, I don't need that.
Why? How do you think I feel? Why did we turn the mics off for that?
Because it's gross.
What? God forbid. Didn't get my car fixed.
At all, huh?
No.
What came up? Goose flesh, like, for real. Well, and the worst thing of all is I can't run away because I've already fucking started.
You know how to know if somebody went to BYU? You see their class ring while they're picking their nose and eating.
Are you still waiting on shit with the...
Oh, fuck yeah. I fucking despise cats. But it flushes away.
Not when I shit at your house. Shit behind a fish tank.
Dude. All right.
All right, yeah. Oh, I got to put my glasses on.
Yes, I got to put mine on, too.
I don't have to put mine on.
Hey, great.
You don't jack off enough.
Oh, I bet you he does.
You don't know what I do.
Son, I'm over here.
Yeah. God damn, that fucking...
It's to the point where glasses don't work.
Holy shit.
What's the matter? You got our...
I don't know. I think like, when I took the mic off, it didn't fucking, like, the mic was, like, fucking wedged into my fucking mouth.
That's the last thing we need.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
We picked up nothing of what you just said.
Jesus Christ, right? There ain't enough AI to take that lung power out.
Aye.
Should we go back to San Joaquin, California? Or would you prefer to go to Fresno? Because that's the mailing address.
Oh, God.
So we've had one story so far, not in California.
Inspection number. You're going to see another theme. Inspection number 12306.07 or 607.015. 910. Go.
910?
11. Investigation number 95342.015.
All right.
I never know which number to read.
It varies.
I don't even think it matters at this point.
Jeff cares. At 10:30 a.m. on May 4th, 2017.
Did you actually go through and read it all?
What?
Did you actually go through and read them?
Yeah.
Then what the fuck are we here for?
Because he doesn't have...
Because Jeff don't have a microphone. At 10:30 a.m. on May 4th, 2017, an employee number one, was shoveling weeds in a pistachio orchard.
Hold on, why are you shoveling weeds?
Yeah, what
the
fuck?
Who the fuck shovels weeds?
Somebody
you
that works in a...
You fucking rake weeds, you shovel snow.
I never worked at a pistachio
You
farm.
Shovel dirt, you rake weeds.
I never tried to talk without getting interrupted.
I thought you smoked weeds.
I don't smoke weed.
Employee was shoveling
weeds.
Okay,
we know you're feeling on weed.
In a pistachio orchard with a coworker, employee number two.
Yes.
Employee number one started to cramp as he worked, and his foreman placed employee number one in the truck cab with the air conditioning running.
It's nicer than my foreman.
The employee.
Get back to fucking work.
Employee number
one. I'm the one that gets the phone calls around here.
Employee number one started mumbling after about 15 minutes, and the foreman drove him to a nearby clinic. Employee number one was transferred by ambulance to Madera Community Hospital, where the employee died later that evening.
Oh, fuck!
From a subarachnoid hemorrhage. He had a brain bleed.
Oh, yes. I thought what, that rack was like spider.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought a spider bite.
In his head.
Well, no. We're idiots, though. So
he's
okay.
In California, not Iraq.
I thought it was a spider, though.
Oh, because of arachnoid?
Yes.
Yeah.
That means spider-like.
What?
Of or pertaining to the qualities of a spider, arachnoid. But this was subarachnoid. So that would be a crab. That's a spider that lives where submarines go.
I had crabs in high school.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, a girl I had the hots for did too, and she had to tell her dad that she got it from carrying peat moss. She was helping a guy sod his yard, and some peat moss got in her panties.
Did he buy that shit?
No. Oh. No, he knew she was a fucking...
sleazebag hoe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hooked up with some girl in high school. She gave me fucking crabs, and then she told everyone that I gave her crabs.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah. That was fair.
I didn't get the fucking herpes till I fucked you either, bitch. Wait a minute. Oh, you're going to love this.
Yes.
Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
West Delray Beach, Florida, with a mailing address in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Whoa, that's a distance.
Yeah.
That's a distance. They work in remote.
Inspection number 13061450.015. United Subcontractors. I actually found this story twice because it was listed under this story and listed under the name of the other company that he was working for. But it was the same exact story, but it had a different number. The other number had an F in
same
it.
Same keywords.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cramp. At 3
crap
o'clock.
Crap.
At 3 o'clock p.m. on November 10th, 2017, employee number one.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What are you playing? Bunko?
No. Well, I'm not playing anything.
Employed by a construction company, was engaged in form work at a multi-employer residential building project. He was working from
Did
a ladder.
Say form work or farm work with an accent?
Form.
Form. Okay. Like, yeah, he wasn't
doing
working
concrete.
Down okay. at the form. He was
down at the form. That's funny.
Yeah. He drove his core down to the form. He was working from a ladder when he experienced a cramp in his lower back.
Ooh!
Followed by numbness in his leg.
Oh. Sounds serious.
Employee number one fell from the ladder.
How old was he?
A fall of 8 feet. He was 22.
Fuck that little pussy.
Fell 8 feet.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
As he struck the surface, his thigh was impaled by protruding pieces of unguarded rebar.
He will not be all right.
No. I may have spoke too soon.
Yeah, he got everything pierced. Emergency services were called, and employee number one was transported to the hospital. He was admitted and treated.
Are you sure he was? If you're not positive, he might have been admitted.
He was admitted and treated for the puncture wound to his thigh. I said he was impaled by protruding pieces.
That's a tough one.
Which is plural.
Yeah.
But he only had one puncture wound.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy? Fines, fees, penalties?
Yes.
Do they match?
Yes.
They do not match.
Fuck. What the fuck?
Current penalty.
Yes, sir.
$6,468.
Hold on. Let me write that down.
All right. Yeah.
What was it?
6,468.
Got it.
Did you want the comma and a little S with a line in it, too?
6,843. Okay, go. Got it. Right here.
Was the initial penalty double or more?
Less. Was it double or more? Is that my option? What?
Yeah, was it double that amount, or was it more than double that amount?
Oh, it was just double.
Okay, you got your calculator out still? Because I can't do math anymore.
I don't have my calculator out. You're the one asking the question.
Yeah, I think it's more.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, it was...
So I win?
No, you lost.
Fuck you. I got it.
Wait a minute, there's not even a nine. 12,934 was the initial penalty, and it was reduced to 6,468.
Okay.
So that's less.
No one's doing that math.
That's less than half.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know, I'm not doing that math.
So no shit, we're thankful for that, too.
Don't do math, kids. Makes your teeth fall out.
Boy.
Well, okay, one more story.
Yes.
You got it in you?
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck, I'll go all night.
All right.
No, we won't.
McFarland.
Texas?
Oh.
Well, it's near Bakersfield, California.
Oh, my Fuck. God.
Investigation.
This whole episode was fucking a couple fucking wings, and here we are.
Investigation number 112041.015. Well, that's a good. I saved the best to last, accidentally.
That's fair. Oh, we better put it on Patreon.
Oh, okay. Hey, for employee number
I hope
one.
You know every time you say that, he puts in the extra work to put it on Patreon.
He what?
He puts in the extra work to put it on Patreon.
No, just send it, dude.
Oh, so this one can go to the free people? I don't have to edit two different fucking deals?
No, don't edit two deals. Like the least amount of work fucking possible in all actuality at this
all right.
point.
Good night, pukes.
Oh, we're not doing the story at all?
Oh.
If I can still go to work.
Well, you can't amp it up and then not do it.
Okay. Investigation number 112049.015. At 2:30 p.m. on June 27th, 2018.
Fucking quitting time.
That's the day after my birthday.
When is it?
The day after my birthday.
June what?
27th.
An employee, employee number one, was driving a forklift. California forklift.
Someone call Kent.
Driving a forklift in the warehouse and was loading empty foam boxes out in the yard. Why would you have an empty foam box?
Because you obviously took out whatever was in that box.
What kind of no, but I mean, what would you be carrying in a box made of foam?
Ammunition.
Probably something that needs to be cooled.
Ammunition?
Yeah.
All mine comes in cardboard.
That's because you buy your shit from China. You buy it from a quality company that comes in foam insulation.
Yeah, because they make a lot of ammunition in fucking California.
What do you think you got all this foam shit on his wall over there?
That's from his fucking horse dildos.
Yeah, they package them so they... The edges don't rub off.
What?
They jostle while they ship, and you just don't want the... You want to keep that coronal ridge intact. The frenulum.
I'm not going to engage.
You ever seen a horse's cock?
I'm not engaging.
It's weird. No,
I,
it's like
I
a suction cup at the
this
end.
Point. I'm not even...
Yeah, they're convex. Or they're concave instead of convex.
Fair enough. Good enough. Keep moving.
The employee began to cramp and remained in the air-conditioned cab for about 30 minutes before driving to a delivery site. Was he going to the hospital?
No, he's going to a delivery site.
Well, yeah, what are they delivering?
Empty foam boxes.
Yeah.
Upon arrival...
Pay attention, will you, jackass?
Probably like a fucking styrofoam Fuck. Recycler or some shit.
Upon arrival, the employee vomited.
Okay.
And notified his supervisor.
Probably a litter box nearby.
Every time. One time I got in.
One time he vomited.
Yeah. One time I used to go wake my dad up and say, I'm sick. I'm sick. And then they just recarpeted their whole bedroom. And they did like carpet on the floor, but they had a wall with mirrors. And they did like a carpet trim around that. And it was like powder blue. They were so proud of their powder blue bedroom.
That is fucking weird as shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Remember those mirror tiles that had the gold?
No. I mean, like, I've seen them, but never from my parents or nothing, man.
Yeah. So I went in and I told my dad, Dad, I'm sick. I'm going to throw up.
You seem like more of a mama's boy to me.
Well, the dad was closer to the door.
Yeah.
So then I puked and I bleached a hole in there. Fucking, they had like a pink bleached out stain in their baby blue carpet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He was not impressed. The next day he said, Dave, come here. I went over, he goes, you know how you woke up last night and you got sick and you had to tell me you were sick? Don't fucking tell me you're sick. Just go to the bathroom and throw up.
That's what you do with little kids, though. I mean, good for him because so.
Knowing him, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I mean.
I was too young to punch.
Oh, yeah, because. I made a Mother's Day cake one year.
I can't imagine you baking anything.
Well, this was prior to. I mean, fuck now. I fucking cook everything in my house. I mean, I am the fucking cook.
Chef Boyardee.
So, no. I fucking do a pretty good job for real. But
no, I'm calling you, oh. Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, but Chef Boyardee's a terrible fucking. I mean, terrible. You ever eat that shit? It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, I like
Colonel Sandals.
I like his raviolis.
Do you?
Yeah.
God awful. But at any rate, so I made a cake, and this was like before you had to measure like altitude versus the amount of flour and stuff you have. So it didn't raise, it didn't cook, it was terrible, it was doughy, and it was a red velvet cake.
So it looked like a fucking placenta.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible. God, terrible, awful. But I still fucking ate it because I cooked it. And I conned the kid into eating it, too.
Oh.
But it was a Mother's Day cake, and my former spouse did not eat this. Which, you know, fuck her anyway. But it, you're going to look a gift horse in the mouth. Eat shit, bitch. But so then we went to a... I think she listens, too. And then we ate that. And so through the course of the night, Ryan got ill and threw up, like, all over his room.
Oh, red velvet.
Stained the carpet. Brand new carpet, the whole deal. This was, like, post-fire, too, so it was, like, brand new carpet.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So to this day, there's, like, I think, like, 6-8 really bright red stains on the carpet in Ryan's room because someone insisted upon having very light carpet in my house, which I still regret. I still have light carpet in my house, but that bitch ain't there no more. It's a fair trade.
So the carpet no longer matches the drapes.
No.
So he's going to signal for us to.
So employee number one parks a custard and then tells his boss, "Hey, I puked."
Then employee, like brother.
Then employee number one drove back to the warehouse and had to stop to vomit again.
All right.
The employee's mother, oh, 27-year-old man.
Yeah.
Has to take baby pork pie to the Delano Regional Medical Hospital because he's puking. And he was admitted due to a personal medical condition.
But it doesn't say for what, though, right? Just personal medical
condition? This is the second personal medical condition we've had.
So... Be cautious of cramps when you have a personal medical condition.
Yeah.
True.
Nope. No fines, no fees, no penalties.
Ah! As it should be.
I thought it was a good story.
Oh, fuck, I got the hiccups.
Hey, all right. Well, are you cramped up with the hiccups?
No, I'm good. But I know where you're headed, and I got to fucking find my name again. So just fucking stall a little bit.
I've been Misty Dawn.
Woo! Hey, oh, fuck, I hit the wrong fucking...
That guy over there is Misty Dawn.
Yes.
I've been your host, main guy. I forgot which one I was, too.
Oh, yeah, see? I'm that guy, and I've got an itchy button.
Currently.
I'll be somebody else next week.
I'll help you out, because my name's Ben Tweener.
Is it?
Yeah, you ever watch them fucking ingrown hairs videos?
No.
I was Ben Tweener tonight, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you were Ben Tweener.
I was.
Oh,
okay. Good night, Pukes.
Love ya.
The wheels are really starting to fall off.
What? Are they?
They weren't even on in the first place.
I liked it.